I'm now joined live by JD Tuccilli. He's the managing editor at Reason 24/7 News. Are you a Verizon account holder? And if you are, would you be thinking about changing your provider now?
I'm not a Verizon account holder, and as much as I'd like to think that only Verizon is involved in this, I'm afraid that my own carrier and probably all the other carriers in the United States are also involved. This one document was leaked, and it applies to Verizon. But we know that dating back to the Bush administration, as many carriers as the government could scoop up were being forced to participate. There's no reason to believe that's not continuing. We have one document applying to Verizon. There's probably a host of them applying to other providers that are out there, too.
But the data being collected by the agency just concerns the duration, the time of the call, the telephone numbers involved, not actually the content of the conversation. So is that sort of information anything to be worried about being divulged?
Well, it depends on whether you want the government to know who you talk to, how frequently you talk to them, from where you talk to them, and your own identity. That information can be misused. It does identify you. It can identify your political contacts. It can identify your romantic situations. It can subject you to blackmail. And it certainly can be misused by the government, even if you're not doing anything that's legally questionable. It could also can then open you up to having the actual conversation content turned over to the government, depending upon how suspicious the government gets of you because of who you are talking to. And you're a journalist. As we all know, journalists talk to people who can be a bit sketchy from time to time and certainly arouse the interest of government officials.
But, of course, the White House is saying this is a critical tool in protecting the nation's security. If people have got nothing to hide, and you say there is a danger, of course, some information, personal information being leaked out, but if you really have nothing to hide that is, of course, something that could threaten, and you're a terrorist, for example, threaten the nation's security, then surely it is something that is very necessary now, isn't it? Bearing in mind people will be accusing the government of saying, why didn't you stop the Boston terror bombings, for example?
Well, yes, politicians are always subject to criticism for not having anticipated the unanticipatable after the fact. But every time the government does something, it insists that it's absolutely critical and that the world can't continue unless it does it. We all have something to hide, though. Our friends, our political associations, our finances. Do you really trust a government that sicks its tax collectors on its political opponents, that prosecutes or at least investigates journalists? Do you really trust those government officials with the details of your personal communications? Because, as I said, even if you're not doing anything illegal, you may be doing something that can arouse government officials' official interest and can be misused by them against you.
And the fact is that many of these phone calls, it's not just domestic phone calls being monitored, but also those coming into the States from abroad. What sort of impact globally could this have?
Well, this could have an impact on foreign activists, for instance. If you have non-governmental organizations overseas, political activists overseas, who are being given support and advice by Americans, and they're in countries working against governments that have contact with the United States government, it would be very easy then for the U.S. government to identify who these activists are contacting, who they are, and turn it over to unfriendly governments overseas, well, friendly governments of the U.S. government, but authoritarian governments overseas for use against their own people.
And just briefly, you said this could be, in effect, the tip of the iceberg. This only came to light when the report came out. The government, of course, didn't say anything about it happening before. What do you see the future of surveillance and people's privacy now in the country, just briefly?
Well, surveillance, scrutiny, snooping has been increasing in recent years, over the last decade, and it really hasn't mattered under which party is in power. Both the Democrats and the Republicans have increased their surveillance powers to the extent that they possibly can. Unless people push back very, very strongly, this is going to continue. There's no particular reason to think that the politicians in office now who are defending these policies are going to willingly surrender them unless they're forced to.
Really interesting to hear your thoughts. Thank you very much indeed. JD Tuccilli from Reason 24/7 News in Arizona in the States. Thanks very much indeed for being with us here on RT.
Thank you.